I think that Mr. Pence is well-meaning. I think he is disregarding some of the other things, and of course, this is his project area, so he's very aware of injuries and fatalities that are there and all the things that go on with that. And I would disagree with him that it's a troublesome area. And of course, they're super energized as Coon Creek Road was under rehabilitation. That area became intensely congested. So that really got going. But he's taking this on as a personal thing. We will be hearing from Mr. Pence as long as Mr. Pence is around. And until the project meets Mr. Pence's expectations. So I don't want to discount him or anything else, but there's so many priorities in so many places. Ron's not here, so I don't want to talk about Ron other than the fact to say that, and I'll tell him I said this, he bites about 248 every time we get together. Well, we all have areas that we can bite about every time we get together, but as Beth points out, there's a prioritization system, and we have that. Lakeshore Drive is one of the projects, and it's in there, and it's placed with everybody else. So I don't know what else to say about any of that. See Mr. Pence. And Mr. Pence did energize a lady, but I haven't really met her or had that much. So anyway, but there was a lady that was in touch with Mr. Pence about those two. So do know that I'll be happy and courteous to Mr. Pence all the way along, but I can't say that being in my district, that I want that to be the highest priority. That's just not the case.
Moving on, Cooper Creek, we've got it scheduled for, it's Cooper Creek at Fall Creek, the box cover. We've got it scheduled for February 11th to close the road, and we're going to move the power lines, fiber optic, etc. And I'm hoping that we can get it done within that week, that work week, and have it opened up by the weekend, if everything goes well. Dell Avenue, I had submitted a letter to the Corps for our reasonings. That wasn't announced, so we had to submit another letter. Travis can vouch for that, of more reasoning. And we emphasized more on the alignment. It was a lot safer. The approaches going down in the parking lot would be better, a better alignment, safer for pulling either direction. That was pretty well hit in that letter, wasn't it, Travis?
Yeah, I mean, their big thing is that corner right now is actually on Corps property. They want an investigation of why we weren't completely moving it off the whole road.
Our deal
was, without moving the whole road.
Our deal was the alignment, it works out better where we're wanting to put it.
Well, if the Corps is all that responsible, then I need to get the homeowners to get together, go down and chew them out about not having fire and ambulance protection when the water's up. What are they doing to provide that for us? And then we can see if that'd be more amenable to your plan.
I think I got a good feeling the letter that sent down this time will probably go through. Is my feeling. I feel good about it.
And I will tell you, maybe you guys heard the story, but I'll come home at night once in a while and somebody will be on my front porch and they'll be all fired up about this. But we just, this weekend, there was people with no tread on their tires off the edge of the roads there because there was a 2-hour period where you couldn't get up and down through there very easy without using the bypass. Well, who knows why they don't do that. So anyway, but I'll come home and they'll be there. But I've told everybody, you guys have got this under control. It doesn't help to have 50 shrill voices get them when it's already in process. So I think with you, Dan, I think this is going to happen. It just, as long as you don't give up on it, that's all.
No, we're not giving up.
And again, I'm not exactly sure why. Maybe they were pulling down Beaver, but they raised Table Rock significantly.
They raised Bull Shoals like 10 feet.
Yeah, significantly. 2 weeks ago started, and it came right up the boat ramp. I'm going to tell you, it didn't get in the parking lot, but it came up high. And
did you send out a note?
No.
Usually they're real good about letting you know.
Yeah, so anyway, it came right up, but now they're drawing it down a lot. Now they're holding it in Bull Shoals, but they're drawing Table Rock down. But I thought, now all we need is big rain events. We've had some pretty bad floods in around Christmas.
Okay.
So it didn't happen, but we would have been able to hold much if that would have happened there, and then we'd have been locked out again. And we use the bypass road. And the bypass road for residents isn't the end of the world, but if you get the fire trucks and the ambulances, wide vehicles, it's difficult. So anyway, there's it. As long as you run it on it and that.
But that's in their hands right now, and I've already got the agreement made with the landowner. If this goes through, then I'll settle up and done.
And I mean, Mike Essery, you know, he comes to all the partners meetings. He would be willing to have the congressman talk to the core. I hate to play that card.
I don't think it's necessary at this point. Do you guys? I don't.
Yeah, I agree to it. The local core guys, I think they see the benefit of it when it gets sent to Little Rock, and they basically have to justify it to them. So unless we have a problem with Little Rock, they can play that card.
You're still working on your hatch plan. You should place all the right boxes.
It's one of those federal government things where you got to justify why this is the best plan, and money can't be a factor. So if the better plan would be to rebuild a 10-mile-long road, that's fine. Money's not an issue.
Yeah,
it's a good idea, but it's really the case. So. Mm-hmm. I think
we've got one more box we're doing at the county line. Down in Dalton, it'll be closed down for a couple days, but I don't know the date yet. I'm going to get feedback from the box company on when it would be cured out for it to be set. But I got to go meet the cable TV company after the meeting up on Fall Creek. The line that I got to meet him about serves the plant here in the flat. So, do you know if you wanted to go to it or not?
We've got a big conservation department on our water project.
So, I'll keep your feeling in.
Okay.
Did you get all the information you needed on the flows and all that?
I sent another email this morning.
This one here is supposed to be on the 5-year plan, where the other one was only two. So
I'm surprised you got that much for 1,200 acres. Of this is very bad. But the creek's only been sold so much, so I forgot a big box to put there.
Yeah. That's all I had.
How's the Coon Creek? It's got it.
I'm working on right away for the two curves, and if I get it, or when I get it, I'm going to improve them from a 200-foot radius to a 550. We're going to work on shouldering the road. The guardrail, we're going to have to pull up and put it at the correct height after we do the overlay. The overlay is expected sometime in April.
That's about when the plants kick back up, isn't it?
The guy down here at Lehman told me the other day that concrete work should be almost complete down here at the roundabout. They're going to try to pave it starting February 18th. And it's supposed to be done by the end of the year. That's weather pending on temperatures and that.
That'll just be solid now in the middle, right? It'll just be.
It looks like it's going to be dirt to me.
Well,
is that correct?
Yeah, it's going to get grass.
Yeah, it's not going to have a solid concrete. But the lip that you got right now around the edge, that will decrease after they put the roller on it, which will help on the trailers.
Yeah.
For $30,000, you can build it.
Who's going to cut that grass?
Depends on the community too, because some communities would just bite you tooth in the middle to get that grass, and they could put a tree or something there, and then the next community doesn't want anything to do with it. So.
Well, definitely, I was telling them before you got here, it's just amazing that that whole thing's been able to be done without stopping traffic. You know, that's just pretty amazing that you can build something right in the middle of the road and not have to stop flow of traffic.
You know, that's you guys always amazing with methodologies they come up with to keep building.
Yeah, you've done an awfully good job.
BRO funds and low water crossings, are we straight with the world on that?
We got approved for a BRO project and a bridge.
He's going
to add a low water crossing.
Okay.
Right. I don't know how many people did or if they want that out.
Well, I think in Southwest Missouri there was only three that were in question, and the only thing that I was concerned about was everybody got out there a long ways on the approval that they had in their hands, and then all of a sudden everybody at the federal level said we've changed our mind, and the wording hasn't ever changed, but it's the interpretation. Well, you can't let people get way out there and then say we were only kidding. And so anyway, and it would be nice if Berry County and everybody else was happy, but I'm more worried about ours and then they can.
Yeah, Webster County was the one that had really gotten out ahead. They turned in several bridges at once that had been low water crossings that they had replaced with their own funds, expecting to get the software credits, and they were like, oh, we can't have the credits. We should never have been allowing those low water crossings in the first place. So.
Okay, that brings up a question on structures that we've done. Do we have any that's eligible for softmax?
I don't know.
Concrete.
I don't know what you guys are turning into.
Well, concrete should be one. That should be eligible, but
it is a low water crossing replacement.
Yes.
It actually, but it was covered, only, it was on the inspection.
It was on the inspection.
Space in between, it qualified.
That might help you, because I really don't know where they're at with this right now. But the last I knew was that if counties wanted to be able to do this in the future, they needed to be talking to their county and getting the next federal highway bill with that language in it so that there wouldn't be any argument over it.
But if we do replace a low water with an actual bridge to be inspected, then we would get our credit from then on, wouldn't we?
I don't think so. That's what I'm saying. I think the language needs to be changed. I think you got an exception because you already were in.
Well, once it qualifies for a bridge.
Well, once
it turns into a bridge.
Once you spend money on it, county money on it, and then in the future, if it starts to deteriorate, then yes, because it will be inspected, it'll go on the list of bridges, but yeah.
But so you just have to get this. That brings up another question. This may be interpretation, but some people will call it a low water structure, but if it meets the requirements to be on the inspection list, which has to have 20 foot of opening, series of opening, would they consider that a bridge?
I think if it's on the bridge structure list, and you would have to talk to somebody that does more of that than I do.
Be a question to bring up with Spencer, because we had some previous projects that may be eligible for softmax.
Understanding that the true low water crossings weren't even on inventory.
I understand that. But
that's the structures that weren't eligible by federal.
You mean like Victor Church that we did? It was not an inspected area, but now it should be with a new bridge. You mean areas like that to ask him about?
Yeah.